Well, even though last week you said we don't answer questions very much here, I thought by the end you guys were doing very well. So let's just go one step further, right? Does anybody have something they want to share from the message this morning that you had either never thought of before, or that would be something to discuss? Anything comes to mind that from this morning? There's no right or wrong comment. Anybody have anything they want to share? Something it made them think of, or something that's going to pop? So when we think about Colossians, and Paul is teaching the church at Colossae, you could almost say we are now talking about the church in London. And if we talk about the church at Colossae, well, what rule were they under back then in the New Testament era, first century? Who was ruling the country then?
Romans.
That's right, the Romans. And isn't it interesting that the Romans were ruling, but how much they're talking about here that they could have said, well, the Romans were ruling, so we can just be mean, we can just sin, we can just do whatever we want to because that's the way they live. But he's like saying, no, if you're bought with Christ, you're a new creature. This is how you're supposed to be living. All right, so now we're in London. Is everything that gets taken, everything that's done around London always right? No. Are your bosses or your teachers or the people you live with, they always do everything right? No. But does that mean you can change and not have to do what's right? No, I was hoping you'd say that. We are, I love to use the word, we're reactionary people. Typically, if someone brings you a gift, what do you feel like you should do the next time you see them?
Give them a gift.
Give them a gift, exactly. They give you an item of food or a nice gesture, what do you feel like you should do the next time you see them?
Give them an item or give them a gesture.
Very good. Nice item or gesture. Now, speaking to a brother, a literal brother in your family, or you who all we have all grown up at some point in time, what did we feel like doing when our brother or sister hit us? Hit them. What did we feel like when someone was mean to us?
Mean back to
Be
them.
mean back to them. That's what we feel like. I'm not saying that's what's right, but we need to address how we are tempted to do something so that we change what we do. So now we all know we are bought with a price. This was last week. And if we're bought with a price, what do we typically think about when you go buy an item? Do you hope it breaks, or do you hope you get your money for
Get your money's
it? Yeah, right. Thank you. You're doing it. We want our money's worth. And often, what do we do? We want more than our money's worth. So it's the last 1 year, and it breaks 2 weeks later. This isn't working. Can I get my money back? What's the warranty say? Well, it's 1 year. Yeah, but Christ bought us with his shed blood. And I realize this is kind of trivializing it, but are we worth the price he paid? And he's like, no, I bought you with a price. Now, all I'm asking is that you live this way. So let's think about today, what we talked about upstairs. Stop living like the world. We need to put to death sin's lifestyle. And we talked about different lifestyles that the world has. Now, we won't do this, but I think we won't do this audibly. But I think what we need to do is think about, what are my besetting sins? It's not uncleanness, crookedness, greed, but it is anger. Okay? And I need to think about how I can live above that. I need to live how Christ is. Or maybe I'm not a person that's given to anger, but sometimes I deceive people, I lie. Well, then I need to find how I can live so that I don't do that. So let's think about those questions. So don't think about your neighbor. Don't think about your brother or sister. Don't think about the person down the street that really should be here today and say you. Let's think about you. And I know sometimes it's hard to answer about me, because then I'm saying I have a problem. But from this person around the room all the way back to this person, we all have that sin nature. I like Paul, how he says, that which I want to do, I don't do. That which I want to do, I don't. That which I ought to do, I don't. That which I shouldn't do, I do. So he admits it. And I think that helps us when we admit that. So today, why is it so hard to live a Christ-like life? Why is it so hard to live a Christ-like life in a day like today? Just generally, why is it hard?
Influence from the world.
Very good. That's exactly right. Influence from the world. I would live like I should, except that guy cheats, that guy lies, that guy. No. But Paul, you shared it. The Romans were ruling. If I lived like the Romans, then I would be immoral, unclean, crooked, greedy, selfish, angry, and so on. If I was like them. But he says, no, put that off. So, to answer that question, or to follow up with the answer, when the world is that way, the influence of the world, that was in the first century, that's in the 21st century. The Greeks, us. So, the influence of the world is why we want to live that way. Why is it so hard to live in a day like today? Influence is one reason. What's another reason why it's so hard to live like that today? Okay, yes. There's influence out there. So then it's like, okay, there's influence. That makes it harder. Right, okay. I can't let that affect me. So we read God's word. We hear God's word. We literally see God's word. But then it's not easy to be angry and sin not. It's not easy to see wrong things on a billboard and not lust. It's not easy to have somebody cut me off and not be angry. On and on and on it goes. It takes me to be disciplined. So how are we supposed to be disciplined? How do we discipline our bodies, discipline our minds, discipline our hearts to do what's right? So that we're not immoral, unclean, crooked, greedy. How do we do that? You can't answer three things. Somebody else has to answer that. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You can answer too. How do we discipline ourselves?
Read the Bible.
Okay, good. So let me take you one step back. We discipline ourselves by, how do we get to needing to read the Bible? How do we decide I need to read the Bible? That's the right second answer. What's the first answer? I'm sorry?
Praying.
Okay, so praying and reading the Bible are both true. But how do I know I need to do that? Yes, I'm going to now listen to my coach. I'm going to now listen to my instructor. I'm going to now listen to my professor. I'm going to now listen to my mentor. And he tells me that I'm going to put away immorality and uncleanness, on and on it goes. The only way to do that is by discipline. The only way to do that is by reading my Bible and praying. But just because I know that's what I'm supposed to do, why do I sometimes not do it? Why do I sometimes not read my Bible? Why do I sometimes not pray? Why do I not sometimes follow what God tells me? Our flesh is in the way. It's weak. I love how Paul is telling me, he's a human, that which I want to do, I don't do it. That which I don't want to do, I do. So in the morning, or when I'm angry, or I'm sorry, or I'm disappointed, or I'm frustrated, my flesh gets in the way, and I retaliate. I'm mean back, or I let my mind go to the wrong things, or I let my attitude become negative, right? But if I'm reading my Bible, and if I'm praying, and if I'm not forsaking this assembling of ourselves together, then I'm going to remember, oh, that's right, he said this. Oh, that's right, she said this. Oh, that's right, they said this. Oh, that's right, look how they live. Look how they act. Look how they... Okay, if they can do it, I can. And like I said, that provoke one another good works is exactly what we're after here. So, how are we supposed to live like Christ as people in today's society? We have to follow God's word. We have to see what God's telling me and then follow that. Now, what is the world known for when it comes to living in today's culture? What's the world known for today?
The internet.
Okay, internet is one. What else is the world known for? I would say that's more specific. I was thinking more general, so that's good. You're bringing us to specific. What's the world known for today?
Technology.
Okay, and what's technology doing for me? You're getting there. And I realize I have the answers now. I have a chance to get to internet, to get to technology. What's the world known for? What do we all typically want?
Convenience.
Convenience. I was going to say pleasure. But convenience. Pleasure. Ease. I want convenience. So if the world's known for that, is it convenient to read my Bible, to pray, to obey? Is it convenient? No, it's not, is it? If it was, more people would do it. Is it convenient to learn a skill or a talent or a trade? Is it convenient to go to college? Is it convenient to go to uni? Is it convenient to get a degree? No, it's work. But I love how Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. If I don't get something, I'm disappointed. But let's set a goal. So right now, if you're thinking, wow, we went through some really detailed sins today, and some of these I do not put off consistently, well, then I need to be disciplined. I need to realize, you know, if I'm just eager to be, if I just want things to be convenient, then whatever one of these sins is that kind of stuck in my head, I need to work at overcoming that. Let's not continue next week like we were this week. I know it's early part of January, 11th, right? 11th, 10th, 11th. Anyways, January. 14th, that's what it is, 14th. The 14th. We've had 14 days of a brand new year. I will never forget. I have a very dear friend in America. We used to play racquetball together at 6 a.m. on Monday mornings. So we would play racquetball at 6 a.m. and officially you're supposed to make an appointment. And you have to call in on Friday to make your appointment for Monday. So we had to remember that. So I usually would make myself remember that I would call in on Fridays and call Fridays at 6 so that I have an appointment for Monday at 6. Well, after a while, I didn't have to make that appointment because no one else was showing up. Just the two of us. So skip the appointments. All of a sudden, guess what happened January 1st? I'm not sure if it was exactly January 1st, but it was the beginning of January. I haven't been making appointments for a long time. So we both show up that first Monday in January, and all the courts are full. Why? New Year's what? Resolution. We're going to get in shape. All these people are playing racquetball. So I thought, okay, next week I'm going to make an appointment. And I did. I made the appointment. We made an appointment. All the other courts were full, but we got in our car. Guess what happened about 3 weeks later?
They were white.
No. I didn't have to make an appointment because no one else was going. If there's one thing that we're all good at, we're good at making resolutions. We're good at making goals. As far as identifying, this is what I need to do. I need to overcome this. I need to accomplish this. I need to become this. Okay, there we go. That's good. So you have to start out with that goal. But then the hard thing is that the fifth Monday in the year, I'm still going to go play racquetball. The sixth Monday in the year, I'm going to go play racquetball or whatever you've chosen you're going to work with. So the world today is known for comfort, convenience. And I think that's one of the reasons why, that first question, why is it so hard to live a Christ-like life in a day like today? Because our world doesn't. Because it is awfully hard to live a godly life. It is really hard. But that's why God says, those who obey me, I will bless. I will reward. I will honor. For us to be a godly person, we choose to accept him as our Savior, and then we say, now what do you want me to do? And he says, if you love me, you will. Keep my commandments. If you love me, you compare yourselves with each other, and if no one else is doing it, then you don't have to. No. If you love me, you keep my commandments. Whether, and I'm not pointing at any one person, but whether you obey or not, I'm supposed to. Whether I obey or not, you're supposed to. And that's how we provoke each other to good works. Because last week, I fell on Thursday in this one area, and I'm so disappointed in myself. And you come alongside me, and you're just like, yeah, you know what? I know exactly how you feel, because sometimes I haven't been. Lately, I've been using this passage or this practice, and I am not falling anymore. Okay, I'm going to start doing that. And then all of a sudden, then this guy falls. Well, then I'm going to help him. And on we go. We're helping each other. So the world's known today for that convenience. And so when you have the word convenience or just undisciplined, whatever you do, doesn't matter. So what? Then kind of the last question is, what should we be known for when living in today's culture? What should we be known for today? God says, let your light so shine that they may see your Father in your good works. Now, I know that we love God, and therefore we want to serve God. But a lot of people don't have a Bible, and a lot of people aren't interested in reading a Bible. A lot of people don't even know that they need God. But when all of a sudden you and I live counter to our culture, and he's mean to me, I'm nice to him. When he doesn't care, I still care. it begins to make people ask the question, why are you different? Why are you loving when I'm not? Why are you kind when I'm not? Well, I'm glad you asked. There's a passage of scripture in 1 Peter 3, verse 1. This is talking primarily to husbands and wives. But chapter 3, verse 1 says that wives are to submit to their husbands. And then it uses the word, without a word, that he may be one. W-O-N, like bringing Jesus. Chapter 3, verse 7 says, likewise, ye husbands. And the whole statement there is, back in that culture, this was in about 63 AD. Jesus dies in about 30. This is about 63 AD. And Peter has been teaching about Jesus. And all of a sudden, this Roman couple, both of them unbelievers, one of them comes to Jesus. And he says, don't preach it, just live it. And the idea is, in that culture, the wives were just property. And so they could live very belligerently, very angrily, and not even. Husbands were tyrannical. Just do what I tell you. I really don't care what you feel. But then all of a sudden, Peter says, no, wives, if you're submitting to him, if you're literally respecting him, if you're kind to him, no matter what, one of these days he's going to go, you used to be so mean, you used to be so angry, you used to be so disappointed in me. What got into you? I'm glad you asked. Jesus did, and let me tell you about it. Or the reverse. The husband is this mean tyrant, and all of a sudden, instead of making her carry the water bottle in her head, he goes, here, I'll carry that today. Instead of her having to do the household chores, he goes, here, let me do that. And all of a sudden she says, well, what got into you? He says, Jesus did. Let me tell you that. And I think that's what we're after here, is what should we be known for when we live in today's culture? This week, let's not let our minds go to immorality. This week, let's not be unclean in what we do. This week, let's not be crooked in our behavior. Let's not try to get one over on somebody. This week, let's not be greedy. I want it all for me. This week, let's not be selfish. I want my way over your way. This week, let's not let anger rule. We're all going to get disappointed. But don't let anger be your response. Be, okay, God, what do you want me to do with this? How am I supposed to overcome this? Rage. I'm going to just wait till I can get even. Vindictiveness. I'm going to pay you back. Let's not let that be part of our defamation or just kind of tearing somebody down. Let's not let that be part of us. And basically, let's not worry about, in our case, we're not either one of us Greek or Jew. But the idea is, it doesn't matter what status in life, it doesn't matter what your past has been like, it doesn't matter what your economical standing is right now. What matters is, if you're in Christ, you're a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. So let's live that way. And I really believe as we do that, we will be so much more in tune with Jesus. And the more in tune we are, the more blessed we are too. And that's really an exciting time. So I hope this will be a challenge, an encouragement, and also maybe a little bit of conviction. That we, let's charge out of here, living lives that are pleasing to him, showing the world that we are Christ-like. Any comments or questions or statements here? And then we'll close this. Okay, let's pray. Lord, thank you that we are privileged to be your children. Wow, that is It's an amazing, amazing fact that we, who are so carnal, who are so weak, can be empowered by you to live lives that are pleasing to you and present you to the world. Help us to remember today and this coming week one of these things, one of these aspects of our lives that we need to work on and change or be more consistent in or just keep on keeping on. Help us to really commit and be Christ-like. And we'll thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you.